B-Pod Studios.
You know what date is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, it's 5:36, partly cloudy today, high 62. That's a little cold, but that's okay.
I'm wearing a full-on L.L. Bean sweater.
I've noticed that.
With a turtleneck.
Up to your neck.
Yes.
And
I'm still freezing.
All I see is a floating head over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the Beatles album cover. Remember their heads?
That's the look I'm going for.
You're going to jump on a trawler after the show?
Looks like you might do some deep sea scallop fishing.
My yellow slicker.
Geez. So, bittersweet. You just mentioned Mike Yastrzemski. Carl's grandson comes in last night for the San Francisco Giants, hits a home run.
Which is great. Sort of.
But not. You're like, Yastrzemski. Oh, man. How did we not, Brian, how did we not draft Mike Yastrzemski? How does he slip through? He's from Andover, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the minors for a long time, too.
Yeah.
And finally got his shot, and he's doing great.
Yeah, that's great. If he was on the Red Sox, he'd be having a terrible season. It's good for him.
The bats have been pretty good this year, but we have reached the point in the season where we're just going to the ballpark to cheer for someone on the other team.
Yes. Well,
which is a shame, and it did go 15 innings.
15 innings. How long, LBF, how long would you stay?
At a baseball game?
On a Tuesday night in September.
2 innings.
No, you're not.
I'm not kidding. I leave early.
2 innings.
Maybe three.
Why did you go?
For the hot dogs.
You had a free ticket.
You had a free ticket. If I was Dave and you're in after the parking.
I get antsy.
Why?
It's
relaxing. The green pasture.
I mean, I don't
really
know.
Really uncomfortable wooden seats.
Yeah, you're in uncomfortable seats. I mean, not to.
Yeah, but where can you eat peanuts and just drop them on the floor?
Texas Roadhouse, I think, still does that.
Oh, good, cool.
I try it at home. It doesn't work.
I know Five Guys has a big bucket of peanuts.
Oh, yes, true.
A lot of places.
If you're in it for the peanuts, there's options.
Good to know. That's why I've been going to the game. Great, Brian. Appreciate that. Okay, it's 5:38.
Oh, and the Sox lost.
And yeah, they did.
Yeah,
15.
Sorry.
Coming up, we'll tell you who your 80s artist of the day is, who to listen for five times for a crack at the bat. $1,000 each time. We'll tell you that is next.
The ROR Morning Show
with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
All right. So who did it better, by the way? John Mellencamp or Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar.
I go with Mellencamp on that.
Really?
That's just my vote. You betcha. You betcha.
Okay.
All right. Three cool things is brought to you by Whole Foods. Shop this week's deals for Prime members at Whole Foods Market, like orange Honeycrisp apples. For $2.69 per pound, save through September 24th while supplies last. Shop hundreds more organic options at your local store. Find all your deals on the Whole Foods Market app. LBF, what's cool?
Okay, this is a really cool way to get your kid to go to sleep. They did it last year, but now it was started 2 days ago and it's lasting 2 weeks. Disney is setting up a bedtime line where you can hand the phone to your kid and a princess or Woody or Mickey or Yoda or Spider-Man can tell them to go to sleep. And it's not like go to sleep. They tell a little story. We have a little clip from it. This is how it works.
Okay.
This is Anna and Elsa from Frozen.
Oh, okay.
And some of the options.
To hear from Mickey Mouse.
Mm. Okay.
Press 2 to hear from Woody.
Oh, yeah.
Press 3 to hear from Princess Jasmine.
Okay.
Press 4 to hear from Anna and Elsa. Press 5 to hear from Yoda.
Yoda?
Yeah.
Press 6 to hear from Spider-Man.
Oh, your friendly neighborhood.
Thanks for calling and have a magical night.
Who's that creepy guy?
Hi, it's me, Anna, and my sister Elsa is here too. Hello. We are so glad that we get to talk to you tonight.
Yeah,
wait until you hear about our day. It started with a walk through the village to get ready for the harvest festival.
I love
this time.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay.
We don't want people to fall asleep at the wheel.
I just fell asleep.
But, you know, it's a nice little way to sort of bribe your child
would
to
Lucy
close
like
them.
That?
Ah, she's a little too old for that
okay.
at this point. But
Brian, you know, 5-year-old would like that, right? That's good.
Yeah.
It's hard to get her to go to sleep.
Yeah. Or you could just try reading your kid a book.
No.
Go to bed.
Nobody
it's
does
terrible.
That.
You could do that.
No,
I
thanks.
Did that last night. It's nice.
Oh, no. I read Lucy books, but like. I
mean, whatever.
It's an option. It's available for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks. It's okay. Nice. It's a nice little thing.
Yeah, so after that 2 weeks, then your kid will freak out because you don't have a princess to put them to bed. Great.
Brian, just awesome. Straight ahead.
Wow.
Awesome. All right, Brian,
you really
what
turned
you
this into a
yeah,
negative.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a gift.
It is a gift.
All right, last night. Was a kind of historic night because it was the return of Yaz to Fenway. Carl Yastrzemski's grandson, Mike. He was actually originally drafted by the Red Sox mm-hmm. back in 2009. He's been in the minors, and now he's finally getting a run and having a pretty good year with
yeah.
the Giants. So here is he got a great ovation, and then in the fourth inning, hit a home run. And here's a little...
The left fielder, number 5, Mike Yastrzemski.
To center field. It is out of here! Unbelievable! Number 20 here at Fenway Park for Mike Yastrzemski.
Oh, the emotions he must be feeling right now. That is awesome. You never get tired of it. That is an absolute dream come true.
There you go.
Talk about a storybook. So
yeah.
There you go. And the Sox lost in 15.
15 innings. Just ended. Boy,
yeah.
The stands were empty.
Oh,
boy, yeah. Oh, boy. Because, you know. 15 is a lot to ask on a Tuesday night, wouldn't you say?
I think so.
When the game becomes the next day, you know you've been there a long time.
9 innings is
right.
A lot to ask.
They stopped serving booze after 7.
That's yep. it. What do you say? I went to the Sox on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah, here we go. Guess what day it is, guys?
We're celebrating National Cheeseburger Day.
Who doesn't love a nice, juicy cheeseburger?
Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Make it a cheeseburger.
All right, give me your top chain burger.
Me?
Yep.
You know what? I'm a purist. I like a McDonald's plain, you know, burger with the cheeseburger and the pickle in the middle. No, like, tomato, any, nothing,
you
none
mean
of
just,
that.
Just the
burger and the cheese and
yeah.
the pickle and
basic.
The sauce, and that's it. And then you can hork it down in a nanosecond.
Easy, at least once.
You can.
Okay.
It's, like, so easy to eat. You're like, where'd that go?
You can fold it, actually.
Yeah.
I know. I've seen you do it.
You ever eat something so quickly you forgot you ate it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know it's bad when you can fold your burger double wide. Brian, what's your chain of choice?
Well, you know, I'm tricky because I'm gluten-free, but there's a few out there that are pretty good. I enjoy going to Five Guys.
Yes.
And they actually, their fries are amazing, but their burger, when you're gluten-free, they'll serve it to you in a lettuce wrap.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
and
nice.
It almost feels healthy.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what? I got to go with you on Five Guys because they go over the top with the free peanuts. That's sweet.
Yeah, they are
That's
sweet.
A nice
they're
deal.
Lovely.
Right?
Yes, they're really looking out for your cholesterol.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't get enough peanuts.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Side note, Bob observation here. There are no good protein bars. They're all degrees of how much they suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Am I right?
Yeah.
It's
I don't know why you eat them.
Because I'm trying to not eat the other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of these don't suck as much as the other ones do.
If okay. they could just right make one that tasted like donuts, it'd be awesome.
That would be nice.
So
please.
Nice.
Well, we just did three cool things, and LBF, you had a really nice one for moms and dads with youngsters in the house.
Yeah, it's a Disney go to sleep hotline where you can call a number and mm-hmm. they, you know, you press 1, 2, 3, 4 for different
Sweet.
Characters.
Yeah.
Like, you know, princesses or all that other stuff.
But so. You say there's an option 6 that we didn't hit.
Yeah,
on,
we didn't hit it.
And that would be Princess After, Happily Ever After.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
I'd love to hear her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hello there. It's Princess After Happily Ever After. I bet you had a long day. Close your eyes and go to sleep. I would love to go to sleep too. But I can't because I'm waiting for your father to come home from drinking with his friends. So while you dream of princesses and castles and daddy is stumbling to catch the last train, I'll be folding laundry, watching Bravo TV, and polishing off that bottle of rosé I opened this afternoon. Then I'll make lunches, clean the kitchen, check my work email for the 100th time, and Facebook stalk my college boyfriend, all while second-guessing my life choices. Sweet dreams!
Wow.
Wow. Princess, wow, I didn't realize Princess After Happily Ever After was like that.
Option six, they wow. do that.
You should really be seeing a therapist. Wow.
Okay. So I think you can dial up one of those, too.
Yeah. Or just call Lauren, what's your phone number? Just at night. Wow. Put your little girl to bed. That was sweet there, Princess. After
well,
Happily.
You know.
I think that was after Happily.
They always end the book there.
That good luck sleeping through your rage.
Okay. So just another option. I'll stick with Yoda. Okay.
Yeah. Sleepy you are.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Dirty Laundry brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. It's 647 LBF.
We've got an update on Alex Trebek. Also, a new musical in the works that I'm kind of interested in. But first, Tom Brady has been busy the past couple of days. First of all, he was at Dedham Legacy Place two nights ago. At James White's Sweet Fee for Strikes bowling tournament fundraiser. We walked the red carpet. It's for Boston Medical Center. And that was kind of fun because if you're like shopping at Legacy Place and all of a sudden it's a tall drink of water, Tom Brady comes walking along. Bonus.
Okay.
And speaking of Tom and how perfect he is, and he is really Benjamin Button. I was remarking when I saw him on TV the other day after the game, how he's getting younger looking. Like, this is an impossibility. It's happening. And what's happening, too, is that he has the key. He's living the lifestyle that makes him this, you know, athlete, looks good. He's following all the steps. Mm-hmm. We could all be doing this.
Do you like avocado ice cream?
But we don't.
No, we don't.
Like,
he's very disciplined.
The key to longevity and the key to looking good is all in Tom Brady's purview. Is that the right word?
Yeah,
and
I guess.
He does it, and I still refuse. I'm like... It's just
but
dumb
it's,
on my
but
part.
But it's a lifestyle. Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe...
I mean, I'd want to live forever if I was living Tom Brady's life.
I know, that's true. Maybe that's the key.
Yeah.
All right, so you can now train like Tom Brady at the new TB12 facility in Boston on Boylston Street. Now, there was one at Gillette Stadium that I walked by occasionally going to get some Pinkberry. I think that's right next door. I'm like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's 10,000 square feet. It features two floors, a smoothie bar, a retail shop, and one-on-one training, and then also group training.
It's pretty sharp. I walked by it after the concert the other night, and it's pretty impressive. So people can go and work out there?
Yeah. It's like it's like a gym.
I just thought he sold, like, you know, supplements and
I think he does
beer.
That, too.
Oh,
but they have the one-on-one training. They do down in Gillette as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not doing it. But if you want to look like Tom Brady.
Yeah, because you're Planet Fitness.
That's true. Exactly.
I mean,
that is
on.
True.
You're,
that's
you know,
true.
You're perfect.
I am perfect. Thank
they
you for that.
They paid for this advertisement.
No pizza day at
There's no pizza day at TB12. And they don't give out Tootsie Rolls right in the front.
And they didn't pay for this advertisement.
Okay,
Alex
Trebek needs more chemo, and that's a little bit of a bummer. He suffered a setback in his battle with pancreatic cancer, and he's getting chemo again. He said, I was doing well, and my numbers went down to the equivalent of normal human being who does not have pancreatic cancer, so they were very optimistic, and they stopped it.
He's wearing a great toupee now. I mean,
really,
seriously,
yeah.
I didn't know it until he said it.
Yeah, it looks good.
He's not afraid to say it.
So he's got to undergo chemo again, and chemo's really tough.
That's
I guess
he has
lost 12 pounds, and, you know. I mean, he's just, it's tough.
He's 79, right?
79.
He looks great.
He looks amazing.
He really does.
You know
what
game show hosts live forever?
I think they do, because Pat
Sajak. Yeah. He's like 75,
whatever 76. Happened to Wink Martindale?
Oh, Wink.
What a name.
I don't know. Is Wink Martindale still alive?
I'm going to have to Google that.
He's one of my favorites.
And I'm really excited about this because...
He's still alive.
Is he? How old is he?
He's 85.
See, they live forever.
Wow.
Name another game show host.
I don't even know. I think that's the only one. That's the one that sticks.
Well, I know Chuck Woolery. He's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck. The Chuck.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, he's weird.
You know, we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Bob Barker.
How old?
95.
Gone. What?
He's still alive?
No way.
Oh, we got to become Bob game show
Barker
hosts.
Is still
forget
alive.
TB12.
Yes, we're just gonna get game ourselves. Show host.
All right, wow. The Devil Wears Prada is going to be a musical. I'm very excited, and it's going to be written by, its score is going to be by Elton John, and it's going to premiere in Chicago from July 14th to August 16th in 2020.
Do you want a fun Elton John fact? That
yes, I
do. That I didn't realize. The list of the greatest Grammy losers for Best New Artist.
Yeah.
I know you're going to disagree with this. Elton John lost to The Carpenters in 1970 for Best New Artist.
Listen, that's a real competition there, because The Carpenters are a unicorn. They were the best.
Elton John lost to The Carpenters. So that's not, here's another one that's not as crazy.
Okay, what?
The Eagles lost to America. Now, America was a good band. I could vouch for America.
No.
I mean,
what did America even sing?
Horse with No Name.
Oh, I hate that song.
Are you serious?
Just a golden hair?
Come on.
Oh, no.
Love America. I like the Eagles more, but America's not bad. And finally, Zeppelin lost to Crosby, Stills, and Nash in 1969.
Good
with or without Young?
Without Young.
Okay.
They were old.
But, you know, so that's a legit competition.
That's good.
Did Menudo ever win?
Menudo? Yes, they lost to Esperanza Spalding.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, it's One Word Wednesday. Complete this phrase, and the best word of the day is going to win 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags.
Okay, this phrase?
Yep.
Now that the kids are back in school, I can finally blank.
Blank. Sarah.
Sleep.
Okay.
Sleep.
Sleep. Really?
That's a good one.
That's good. All right, Sarah. Enjoy that sleep. Wake up, Sarah.
Okay. <I'm>
bye-bye. Mary, what is that word?
Exercise.
Exercise?
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Wow.
I go to Planet Fitness, and all summer the teenagers were there, and it was over.
Oh. So, that's fantastic.
That is so
I'm
annoying.
Like middle-aged now, and I don't want to deal with teenagers.
I'm with you. Thank you. Mary.
That's awesome. Thanks, Mary.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Ted, now that the kids are back in school, you can finally
drink like I do every day.
Boy, wow. I'm sorry they held you back, Ted.
Hey, listen, you know, nothing's going to hold me back.
Good. As long as it's not right now. Okay.
Thanks. Don't worry about it.
All right,
Ted.
Thanks,
see
Ted.
You, buddy. Bye. Thanks. And now the kids are back in school, I can finally
clean.
Ooh. Sorry.
That's no fun.
That's no fun. Sure heard Ted.
It's no fun, but it's fact.
All right, let's go to Pat.
Good morning.
Pat, now the kids are back in school, I can finally
copulate.
Oh! Wow.
You weren't copulating before?
No, the kids were a pain in the ass.
What do you think got you into that mess?
Good word, Pat.
Oh my God.
Okay, Pat. Hey, stay tuned. You could be the winner. I know you love kids and going to Six Flags. So. Okay, that's what's up for grabs, Six Flags tickets. I don't think we have a winner just yet. There's some good ones.
There's some good ones.
So we'll give you one more shot at it. So give us a call, 617-931-1057. Finish this phrase with one word.
Now that the kids are back in school, I can finally blank.
Finally blank. What's yours, LBF, if you...
hyphenated,
yeah.
Binge watch.
That's two words, but say it fast.
Binge watch.
There you go. That's one of the popular answers, too. All right, 617-931-1057. Let's go.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. 724. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Beautiful day. Partly cloudy, 62. I mean, nice and crisp autumn weather.
I'm wearing a turtleneck sweater.
I noticed that. All I can see is a floating head over there, but, you know, it looks good.
Thanks. You're like, I think.
Well, yeah, it's all black, so if folks might misunderstand me there. All right, we're playing One Word Wednesday. Here is the phrase we want you to finish.
Now that the kids are in school, I can finally blank.
Okay. What is your word? Let's take next caller, ROR. What's the word?
Peaceable.
Now it's peaceable. All right, kind of. I can
peaceable.
See. Congrats. ROR, what's your word? ROR, the word is?
Vegetate.
You can vegetate. That's nice.
fun.
You vegetate for 8 months, then you come into hibernation or come out of it. Could be worse. Okay, who do we have? Is that Keith?
Yep. Or,
all right, Keith, what's yours?
Recover.
Recover. That's a good one.
Really, Paul?
Yeah.
I need to recover after the summer with all the kids, absolutely.
How many kids?
5 kids.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to be hospitalized?
I'm not really recovered yet. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Paul, would you like to go to Six Flags?
I would love to, absolutely.
You got it. With 5 kids, we got 4 tickets.
Yeah, that's
you decide,
awesome.
Okay?
That's all right.
Leave one at home, and then he'll talk about you in therapy.
Or you.
Exactly.
Paul, that's the word. Recover. We like it.
That's great.
Congrats, Paul.
All right.
Where are you from, buddy?
Derry, New Hampshire.
From
nice.
Derry. All right. You're our winner. Congrats, Paul. Thank you for listening. Enjoy Six Flags, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys. You guys are great. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Hold on.
His word is recover. It was Paul, not Keith. So congrats, Paul.
Paul, good job. Paul, you
five
have five kids.
And he had a baby on his lap, or at least in the background there.
I hope it wasn't on his lap because he sounded like he was driving.
Okay, well.
Yeah, in the back window.
5 kids, who cares?
Right, at that point, you're like, whatever, just hold on.
So anyway, enjoy Six Flags New England.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
At WROR with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. It's time for Dirty Laundry, brought to you by Cumberland Farms.
So much going on. It's like Hollywood East around here in Boston. But I want to mention... I want to get to the movie that people want to remake, that some Sony executive wants to remake, that people went bananas about. They cannot do it. I want to mention first, you know how we weren't sure if Rick Ocasek, singer of The Cars, who died this past weekend, how old he was?
Yeah.
His Wikipedia said he was born in 1949, but then everyone was reporting that he was 75. Well, New York Times did a deep dive, and they figured it out. He is actually 75. He was born in 1944. Apparently, he just shaved a couple of years off of his age. And actually, he like registered in New York as a boy being born in 1949. He went with the lie.
Really?
But you know what? Yeah. I mean.
But you say, I guess you go back to his high school friends, right?
Exactly.
In Ohio, right?
Yes.
They would know.
Yeah. So he would.
There's actually a picture of him.
Yeah.
1962 Maple Heights High school book.
Which would have made him 14, right?
Yep. He was a junior. No, he was. Yeah. Yeah. So he was a junior and a member of the track team in 1962. So if he was, that was, you know, 57 years ago.
Yeah. He looks good in his little yearbook. His hair's out of his face. He's got a handsome face.
Back in the day.
I sound like a mom. I'm like, what's your hair out of your face? She's so good looking.
It is funny. In this Times article, it even says he was interviewed for an article in Rolling Stone in January of 1979. And the guy who interviewed him said, you know, he claims to be 29, but he looks a little bit older.
Yeah, back then.
Even so,
he does look. If you look at pictures,
trimming that 5 years off.
If you look at him, you'll see. His real name was Otkasek, right? Otkasek.
That's what we thought. We figured out.
Otkasek.
Oh my. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You know what?
Mystery solved.
He was the best for the Cars. What can you say?
Okay.
Best all time.
This movie being remade.
Oh yes. This one?
This one.
Now?
Yeah.
Hit it?
Yes.
Go.
Inconceivable!
The Princess Bride.
No.
The Princess Bride. The Sony executive said a lot of big name stars want to rename it, and the Twitterverse went bananas.
Inconceivable!
somebody said, Seth Rogen, this is you, admit it. And Seth Rogen said, I would never dare. Jamie Lee Curtis said, there is only one Princess Bride, and it's William Goldman and Rob Reiner's. Anyone who says differently is selling something. And then this is my favorite tweet. You've fallen for one of the two classic blunders. The first being never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly lesser known, never go in on a Princess Bride reboot. So there.
Who said that?
This was Adam Lance Garcia, guy on Twitter.
Yeah, don't touch that.
It's perfection.
Right.
It's perfection.
Leave those
Princess
alone.
Buttercup.
Right. It's like trying to do, you know, some movies just can't do, like The Godfather. Please.
Right. Can you even imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually.
You can't.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
feel
a great
dizzy
remake.
Even the thought
yeah,
of it.
Right.
No.
Come on.
All right. It's Hollywood East.
Yeah.
Tom Brady opened up his Boylston Street TB12 last night. It's a 10,000-square-foot facility where you can get avocado ice cream. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
you can work out. You can have one-on-one training. You can have group training. It's going to
Tom there?
Tom was there. Tom, I mean, I think he'll probably be there in some capacity sometimes.
Well, that's,
you got to sell it, honey.
Yeah, if he was just occasionally going to pop in there,
right?
Wow.
I mean, for some people.
Membership sale.
That still wouldn't get me to go to the gym.
Okay, sure it would.
Diane Keaton and Jeremy Irons were in a Public Garden yesterday. They're filming a movie called Love, Weddings, and Other Disasters. So if you bump into Diane Keaton in her crazy outfits, you know why. Alex Trebek has resumed chemotherapy. He had a little setback. He's battling pancreatic cancer. And so his numbers went up, and now he's going to do chemo again, which is kind of unfortunate because it made him very, very sick. But he didn't miss work.
No, so he's very resigned to it. He said, I've lived a good life. If this is it, I'm 79.
I know. He
but
really
79 is not as old as it used
to
be.
No,
right?
I want to live a long, long, long time.
Yeah, he looked, he's wearing a toupee, but you wouldn't even know it.
No, he's
and
got
he wasn't
good,
afraid to tell you.
He's got a good hairdresser.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, and I want to just mention this. This is very exciting for Taylor Swift fans, and I'm sure if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, you have a niece who is or a kid who is.
Oh, yes, I do.
She is, she's going to do two concerts, and Gillette Stadium is host to one of the biggest concert events of 2020. She chose the home of the Patriots as two U.S. venues for her Lover Fest. And it's going to be Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st, 2020. Tickets are not on sale yet, but fans who attended the Reputation Tour and registered as a Swift fan, they can RSVP for a preferred pre-sale access program. I don't know. You got to jump through hoops. Good luck.
I'm going to have to jump through hoops. My little girl wants to go to that. But it's not surprising because she has a house right down the street.
In Westerly, Rhode Island, right there. Watch
Rhode Island to Gillette. Very easy
to
commute.
It's perfect. It is perfect.
She's already a fan, Taylor's. Your
five-year-old Lucy's
is?
A big fan. I'm actually a really big fan of her new album, Lover, which is a terrible name.
Lover.
But,
do you know who Taylor Swift lost to in 2007 as the new Artist of the Year, which Grammy Award winner? Who'd she lose to in 2007? Yes.
Oh, God, I don't know.
It was a female.
It was?
Who's no longer with us.
Oh. No.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh.
Any guesses?
Should she have gone to rehab?
She should have gone to rehab.
Amy Winehouse
beat out Taylor Swift as a new artist.
She just went through like 10,000 people. Like, Whitney Houston, Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Because I said they were dead.
I'm like, nope, old.
Old. Nope, still alive.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, and joining us is Aaron Lane from Walpole. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Like the energy. It says here you're a beekeeper. That's an interesting job.
No.
Beekeeper.
I am a bookkeeper.
Oh, a bookkeeper. I thought, geez, that's a brave job. Oh, you're a bookkeeper.
I am.
Yeah.
I love Walpole. My first boyfriend was from Walpole.
Yeah, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite restaurant there?
My favorite restaurant in Walpole is the Ravens Nest right now.
Why the Ravens Nest?
They have a good nachos, and I like how they open the windows, and you can, like, practically, like, it's, like, really
It's
open
like
concept.
Being outside, but you're inside
yes,
drinking and
like
eating.
It's like being outside, but I'm inside drinking. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, be sure to look for LBF.
Yes.
Right there, Aaron.
Your local watering hole.
My doctor told me to get outside
so
some more.
Guys.
Oh, that's
awesome.
You could do it live at Ravens Crowd. Just go there. It's not a big deal. Just tomorrow night. All right. Actually, we're busy tomorrow. I'll tell you about that later. Okay, Aaron, are you ready to win $1,000?
I am.
Okay, you're a bookkeeper. That means you're smart and organized. You know you got 60 seconds. If you stumble, just say pass, and we'll get back to it. And if you get all four right, what do you win, Aaron?
I win $1,000.
Here we go.
What is 2 times 5?
10.
What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Peach State?
Georgia.
What's the name of the NFL team from Jacksonville?
Jaguars.
What is the name of the clown in It?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Who is the host of Jeopardy?
Alex Trebek.
Name one of the Jonas Brothers.
Nick.
What was the first American film to show a toilet flushing?
Oh, my word. Pass.
Princess Buttercup was the main character in this movie.
Princess Bride.
How many ounces of coffee are there in a Starbucks tall size?
10 ounces.
What's the name of the clown in It?
Can you help me?
You did a really good job, though.
You did, Aaron.
It went fast, didn't it? All right, two passes and one wrong. There are 12 ounces in a tall size. And the first American film to show a toilet flushing, Psycho.
You ever see Psycho?
Yeah. I should have known.
The name of the clown in It, Pennywise. You should see that movie.
Oh!
Or read the book.
Pennywise.
Yeah, you'll never look at a drain the same way again. But you did great.
Aaron, you did good. So you have a couple of kids?
I do, 14 right. and 15.
Well, we have a four-pack of tickets to the SpongeBob musical playing at the Box Center. They'll love it, okay? It's fun.
You'll love it.
You'll love
it. It's really great.
It's fun. It really is for everybody, not just the kids. You guys have a great time. The SpongeBob musical brings to life the beloved Nickelodeon series with humor and heart. Hey, for tickets, everybody else, just go to BachCenter.org. That's Bach/Space Center. Am I right about that?
Underscore.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
No, it's an overscore, actually. I don't know. All right.
It's a musical score.
It's a musical score. Aaron, you've been a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed playing Super Smart in 60
Seconds. I loved it. Thank you.
Great
Have
job.
A great day.
See you at the too. Raven's Nest.
Oh, of course. That's
Will do.
Try the chili. Okay, so that's that. No, not bad. Aaron did a good job.
Yeah. She needs to read more Stephen King in her life. I mean,
apparently.
It'll terrify you, but it actually helps.
Pennywise. So if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just go to WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
It's brought to you by Subway.
Call the ROR.
Well, no, here we go.
We're celebrating National Cheeseburger Day.
Who doesn't love a nice, juicy cheeseburger?
Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Make it a cheeseburger.
Yes, it is National Cheeseburger Day. Have it for lunch. Have it for dinner. Why not breakfast?
Right.
You ever have a burger for breakfast?
I'm sure.
Okay, good.
sure
you could have it as a side. Just saying.
You could.
So here are the top five burgers.
I love a slider.
Oh, or two. Top five burgers. Number one was Five Guys, followed by In-N-Out, Burger King, Wendy's, and Mickey D's.
Okay, I've had an In-N-Out burger because you have to fly all the way to California.
That's the problem. But they're good. They're good.
They're good, but they're not like, oh my God, the way that people constantly talk
I think
about
it's them. It's a thing. You
They've
know what I mean?
They've hyped it too much.
They've hyped it up. But so that's... Yeah, number one is it's Five Guys, so that's hard to argue with that. Plus, sure. You get peanuts.
Yes, you do.
In the shell.
Excellent fries.
All right, so enjoy your burger on National Cheeseburger Day. Brian, what do you got?
All right, well, last night at Fenway, the game went 15 innings, but the big thing was right at the beginning of the game when they introduced a name that hadn't been heard in 30-something years. I mean, since... 1983, October 3rd, 1983 was the last time this name was announced at Fenway, and here's how it went last night.
The left fielder, number 5, Mike Yastrzemski.
Not a Red Sox player.
High in the center field. It is out of here. Unbelievable. Number 20 here at Fenway Park for Mike Yastrzemski.
Yes, indeed.
That was pretty good. It's Carl Yastrzemski's grandson, Mike. He plays for the Giants, and he was actually drafted by the Red Sox in 2009.
He's from Andover, right?
From Andover, yeah. Mm-hmm. And went to school around here, and then, he's been Finally, kind of.
It took a long time.
He's been toiling away in the minor leagues, like 700 games in the minors, and he's got a shot with the Giants now. He's having a great season. So that was his debut at Fenway last night.
You hear people rooting for him. How can you not when they say the name?
I know.
It was pretty cool.
Yes. All right. So that is very cool, Brian. And LBF, finally, what is your cool thing?
So if you have a small child who refuses to go to bed, gives you a hard time, Disney for the next 2 weeks has a sort of like Disney hotline to help your kids go to bed. You call this number and they'll connect you with a couple of Disney characters.
I think you have a sample.
Yeah, exactly. Want to
hear it? Just so hear it. So LBF called it earlier. Here's what you'll hear.
Hi, it's me, Anna, and my sister Elsa is here too. Hmm. Hello. We are so glad that we get to talk to you tonight. Wait until you hear about our day. It started with a walk through the village to get ready for the harvest festival.
Oh, my.
I love this time of year. The air is getting colder and crisper, and the leaves are changing into their autumn colors.
Oh, you get the drift.
You get it.
And it's, you know.
The cold never bothered me.
Yeah, you've got, like, Spider-Man and Yoda. You can press all these different
Marvel
numbers for the Mickey Mouse, Woody, things like that. So.
But there is a sixth character that is a secret button you have to push. To
oh,
get.
Really?
Yeah. And that would be character, I think she's called Princess After? Happily Ever After?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. All right, here's a sample of yeah, so if you hit the right number, here's what you'll hear.
Well, hello there. It's Princess After Happily Ever After. I bet you had a long day. Close your eyes and go to sleep.
Aww.
I would love to go to sleep too, but I can't because I'm waiting for your father to come home from drinking with his friends. So while you dream of princesses and castles and daddy is stumbling to catch the last train, I'll be folding laundry, watching Bravo TV, and polishing off that bottle of rosé I opened this afternoon. Then I'll make lunches, clean the kitchen, check my work email for the 100th time, and Facebook stalk my college boyfriend, all while second-guessing my life choices. Sweet dreams!
It's very sweet. That's Princess Happily After.
The only princess who tells the truth.
Yes. You know what? That's her name. I don't Princess can't lie there.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Just pull her string. That's good. Glad that's a secret button. Hate to see the kids. Yeah, we don't want to shatter their young dreams there.
It keeps you awake, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Hey, Bob Marley's going to join us.
Really?
Yeah,
the comedian?
The comedian.
From Maine?
The real men from Maine.
I love that guy.
He is a man from Maine.
He is our man.
Good to hear a
man
from Maine.
That's
on the radio. In about 10 minutes, talk to Bob Marley about his latest stuff. All right, let's take a look at Trouble Spot Traffic.
All right, it's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Here are the problem spots right now. The Methuen stretch, 93 southbound. There's an accident in the median there, and you're backed up to, it's at Route 213. That's what it is. It's at Route 213. Then there's also an accident in the Andover stretch, 93 southbound. You're backed up to Pelham Street from River Road, where the accident is there. 93 southbound in Woburn, you're backed up to Dascombe Road from 128. There's an earlier accident that just cleared out of there. Milford stretch of 495 northbound, you're really heavy through 109 to Route 9. And then Canton stretch, 128 northbound, you're backed up to 138 from the from the 109 exit there through the stretch. What's that town? I'm losing
Dedham?
My mind.
Westwood?
Yeah, Dedham, Westwood, okay. Canton. It's all slow.
Okay.
Are you ad-libbing the traffic?
I know. He's like, there's an accident, blah, blah, blah. It's
there's
right.
so much traffic
it's
out
Wednesday.
There, I completely lost my place.
Wednesday.
There's a lot of traffic, so look out.
Anyway.
But there's great news.
Who sponsored it?
There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico and don't run into other cars on the road. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
There you go. Okay, Princess, I Regret My Life. What do you have?
Oh, my God. That wasn't me.
No, that wasn't
you. That was a princess from Disney. I love my life.
That was lucky number 7 on the phone.
No princesses were harmed in the making.
Right.
Good Lord.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And a friend of the show. The original man from Maine, actually. It's Bob Marley. Morning, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're great.
Good. Really good.
Good to have you on, Bob.
Thanks for having me. I'm up here in Maine, and if you follow me on Facebook, you know that I had a colonoscopy this week.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. I'm in recovery right now.
Uh-oh.
No, it actually wasn't bad, but I had friends that kept telling me, why did you go in there, Marley? Just do it in a box. and you can mail it in.
Have
you heard of this?
I have.
I saw the commercial.
I watched Jeopardy. It was on last night.
Yeah. Right, which is really odd because for a couple things. First of all, if you mail it in and they find something, you still have to go in.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to claim it?
Bring that box to UPS, and they have all the questions like, what's in the box? Like, do you want to insure it? No need to insure it. There's plenty where that came from.
What can Brown do for you?
Oh, yeah.
So, oh my God. In the midst of, I had all this stuff to do this week, and I still got my mother, because, you know, my mother lives 2 miles down the street at her house, where I call the Irish Catholic Guilt Distribution Center. What are you doing anyway? I go, I got to go in for the colonoscopy. Well, I need my leaves done over here. I'm like, okay, Mom, it's September. Like, there's no leaves to rake it. Do you want me to climb the tree and start cutting them? Well, also, Bobby, I need my snow tires on, you know. She's at that age where she, you know how they worry.
Yeah. Hmm.
About everything. She goes, the snow tires need to get up. I go, are you expecting a nor'easter? It's supposed to be 85 on Sunday.
Oh, God.
Are you an ice road trucker? Like,
hey, Bob.
She doesn't leave the house if there's any sign of snow. She goes, there's a sale, Bobby, at Sullivan's right now. Buy two tires, get one free. I'm like, well, that's great if you're driving a tricycle.
That's true.
Hey, Bob, I love your videos on your Facebook page, Bob Marley comedy page.
Yes.
You had a great reaction to, hang on, this is when Antonio Brown came to the Pats. Remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can barely stand, dude, I think I just had a heart attack.
I think I said something along the lines, I went into labor.
You did go into labor. Those are great vignettes, so get on Bob's Facebook page. We watch him just every chance.
They're over there, and people always say, like, how do you come up with material? I'm like, my God, it's everywhere. Like, my wife is a little bit like my mother. She's getting ready for fall now, you know?
Right.
So she's, Bob, I got all the sweaters. I want to take a look at what fits you.
No.
And she goes, they're all under the bed. She vacuum sucks everything in the spring into a tiny plastic bag, like literally the size of a Pop Tart. There's 42 sweaters in there. And she's like, I'm going to open this up. I'm like, you're going to knock every window in the house out. We better go out in the yard with this thing.
Lord.
This is going to be insane.
Decorates for the fall, right? Every little nook and cranny.
Yeah, she's got the whole thing decorated. She's got all the candles and all in the bedroom, and I'm like, oh, this could be exciting. Setting the candles in there, but that's not really happening a lot.
No, not so much for you.
It's not like it was in the beginning. Remember the first couple of years you're married, you're up there, there's fireworks going off, you're doing a lot of stuff, like the Southside Johnny, the Dupree.
Oh, God. Oh, now pumpkin spice just smells like, you know,
I don't even
disappointment.
Know what those are, but you know. Well, you know, then it slows down. But, you know, you make a commitment. You ever make a commitment with your spouse early in the day, tonight? Oh, yeah, tonight. Mm. And then you both walk away. Why did I commit to that?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
You can
I want to watch Pimple Popper tonight.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute,
you can make an appointment? I didn't know that. That's
good. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Hey, Bob. I'll tell you, the biggest thing I've had to look forward to in the last couple weeks as a married man is the last piece of key lime pie that's in the refrigerator.
Did you call it?
There's a piece of key lime pie in there, and that's all I thought about, because that's what marriage becomes. The little things make you excited. Oh, we're gonna have pie tonight.
So true.
So I'm out in the yard and I'm weed whacking and I'm thinking, I'm gonna get that pie. Once I get in there, So I get done weed whacking, I go over to the back door. She's locked the door and she's on the other side of the glass yelling at me, go around, Bob. I don't want you in here with those weed whacking clothes. Go around.
Yeah.
Because I want to give you a tick check.
That's actually a good idea.
The tick is the most feared animal that we have here in New England.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, now.
Like, you could literally have a bobcat attached to your crotch. And you'd be like, well, I guess that's not a big deal.
Unless it has
I had a tick on my arm like 2 weeks ago. I went to the doctor, and the doctor's like, when did you notice it? I'm like 4.5 minutes ago. And they always say the same thing to you, right? Like, well, we like them to be in there for like 20 24 to 48 hours. And I'm like, I don't. You want me to wait for the bullseyes to come and I'm drooling and I take a dump in my pants?
All right, well, and then you send it in, right? You went full circle.
Yeah, I'm like, no, give me the pills right now, Sideshow. Let's go.
I love it. Well, Bob, you're all over the place this weekend. You're in Worcester at the Mass Mechanics Hall. That's Friday. Saturday, you're in New Bedford, Mass, right?
Yes, I'm going to be Friday night, Mechanics Hall in Worcester, Saturday at the Zyterian Theater in New Bedford. I'm headed out to Northampton. I'll be in the Hamptons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the end of the month, the 26th and 27th, at the Academy of Music, which is entirely way too of a fancy name for me. And coming up in December over at the Chevalier in Medford.
Wow.
Medford.
Terrific. Nice. That's
where Chevalier I'm going to see you. And the Academy of Music.
Well, where
That's
can we
a
get
long
tickets,
way
Bob?
From like the Kowloon and in Saugus, where I would play for, which I love. I love the Kowloon, but how do you go from that to the Chevalier?
Yeah, you did it. Bob.
Bob Marley. So
we love
great.
Having you on. We need to have you on more often, okay, Bob?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Great hearing your voice, and we'll see you soon.
Well, where do we get tickets to see Bob Marley? Where do we go?
It's all at bmarley.com.
There it is.
Right.
Great job, Bob
nice,
Marley.
Great talking to you.
He sounded like he was up to camp, didn't he?
Well, he always does.
He's always up to camp.
Yes.
All right.
I love that.
He's the best. hey, look, coming up, we're going to give you another chance to win a four-pack of tickets to D's Keys.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
That was so fun having comedian Bob Marley pop in.
Oh, he's so great.
Just like hit a button and he goes.
Yes,
just,
I
he
know.
Could just go all the time. You know, so we got to have Bob on more often, but we want to thank him for helping us out, for popping in. And to get tickets, go to Bob Marley or bmarley.com. There you have it. Well, tomorrow night, it's finally here. It's our chance to get out, guys, and meet some of the listeners who have been tuning into our show.
Maybe I'm excited.
Some longtime listeners. We have some new listeners, so we'd love to get out and meet you. So we've teamed up with D's Keys.
Right in South Boston.
Yeah.
Dueling Pianos. Restaurant, bar, the whole bit.
Drinks,
yep.
Cocktails,
yep.
Drinky poos, as we
oh,
like
God,
to say.
Oh, God, drinky poos.
You
don't
like
do
that,
it.
Don't you?
Who really likes to say that?
I don't know.
Once I saw
out.
Her reaction, I
oh,
like saying
God.
That.
Oh, my God, drinky
poos. <that's
laughs> drinky poos with your lover. Ew!
Toodles!
That's when you mix a cockapoo with a white Russian. I don't know.
Right, exactly. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's a drinky poo, Brian. That's what we're going to do. All right, so if you'd like to join us tomorrow night, stop right there. Meatloaf said it best. Okay, if you want to join us at D's Keys tomorrow night, we have a last four passes right now. We're going to make it easy, no hoops. Just be caller 10 at 617-931-1057. Okay, so yeah, caller 10. Are we hearing crickets or do we? They're calling, right?
They're calling. Okay, great. Okay, perfect.
Who doesn't want drinky poos with us?
Oh, God, no. Stop.
Hey,
stop for the love of God.
Is that our winner there? Do we have a winner, Cody? All right, let's take it real quick.
Oh,
right. ROR, hi. Lenny.
Hi.
You're the winner, Lenny.
Give me those keys.
You
All
got
right.
it.
Yay. Do you like drinky poos, Lenny?
I sure do.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're going to have a couple, Lenny, tomorrow night. You got three tickets. You can bring your friends with you, okay?
All right, perfect.
We'll do some selfies. It'll be fun. Hang on, Lenny. All right.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.